BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and this is my friend Chris Stark.
Hello.
Our show is weekdays, 1 till 4pm on BBC Radio 1. But I understand that you won't be able to catch it all the time. The good news is you can get all of the fun stuff from the show condensed into a podcast called The Scott Mills Daily. As the name suggests, it's every day. And what's more, it's free. And it's all the stuff we do on the show without the music. This, however, is our other limited edition podcast called Best in Show, because I believe it's the best that the show's offered in recent times. So we can go back a bit on this one. I thought over the next hour for this edition, we would go through some of the ridiculous games that we've done, including gym tennis, because couples that train together
stay together.
So we get a couple to outgrunt each other in the gym until neither can take any more. Also, the exes game. A couple have to guess how many partners there were before they met each other, which gets really awkward. And also, you're going to hear the naked game. Three callers all say they're naked on the phone. Only one of them is telling the truth.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
First up, it's gym tennis. A couple try and outgrunt each other in the gymnasium.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Gabriella.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, good. You're in the gym at the moment.
I am, yes.
Are you an all-year gym goer, or are you just one of those people that go in January and then don't go anymore?
No, all year round.
Oh, it must annoy you when there's no machines in January.
I know. I just wait for the Christmas people to sort of give up.
I like you calling the Christmas people.
The Christmas people.
I like that you're up for this game as well. Are you generally a grunter in the gym or not?
No, I'm gonna put it on today, but I'm going to make sure I win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear much of that in the gym?
Yeah, lots of grunters.
Right, and on the other line, we've got your boyfriend, Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Very, very well, bit breathless, but I'm good.
Are you working out right now?
Yeah, I have been, yeah. I've just sort of given myself a bit of a warm-up.
Oh, nice. A bit of a warm-up for this. I like it. So you're in the gym. What have you done so far? Talk us through it.
I've had a bit of a warm-up on the rowing machine, and I've been doing some deadlifts. Yeah, so I'm ready to go. Yeah,
good gains. And what day is your leg day?
Monday. Monday.
Oh, I thought Fridays was leg day.
No, because no one has leg day on a Monday, so I'll get it all to myself.
Yeah. Nice. See? Yeah, good thinking.
So here's the idea. Josh and Gabriella are in the same gym. In what kind of area are you in the country?
We're in Ashford in Kent.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, just to know a little bit more about this as well. You two are a couple, so do you sort of train off each other? Do you lift each other? And
I don't know if I want to answer that.
No, Chris, when was the last time you went to a gym? Well, we know the answer to that for the induction. But when was the last time you went to the gym and saw people lifting each other? No, they use the weights.
No, but I've seen videos online, especially with couples that do it.
They don't do that in Kent.
I find it very hard to work out in the gym who are couples in the gym. I don't think it happens that much where you go training with your partner in the gym.
I'd say apart from today, you'd never know we stick to our own things, and then we meet up when we get out. But today, there's definitely an edge in the air. We can staring across the gym at each other is
competition's on.
Yeah. But then generally at the gym you're strangers. Do you see other people going up to, say, yourself or your partner and see people trying it on?
Oh my god,
I'm just fascinated.
There's a bit of a gym culture like that, I guess, because
Chris lives in this world where he thinks that everyone is trying to get off with everyone else.
I just don't trust personal trainers generally.
Well, the music in here isn't that good enough to kind of, you know, get a bit of a mood going.
Okay. Right, so how far away are you from each other right now?
I just around the corner, I'd say about 30 metres.
Okay, and is the gym busy?
Yeah, it's getting that way.
Okay.
It is January.
It is.
Yeah, January people, of course.
So, for the gym tennis today, where you both have to do a grunt louder each time and try and outgrunt each other, what machine of choice will you be using, Josh?
I've picked up a kettlebell. So I've got some free weights. I've got a kettlebell in my hand.
How many kgs, mate?
It is 20.
Oh, 20!
I think I prefer this to the libraries, just for the level of detail you can go into.
I mean, I can only do a 12. I'm building up, though.
I'll help you get there.
That's all right. I can do it with my. I'm talking about with my little finger, Obs.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And Gabriella, where are you?
I've got the bar and some free weights.
This is hilarious.
This is awesome.
Okay. So Gabriella, you got a bar there and some free weights.
Yep.
And Josh, you're ready with the 20 kettlebell.
I am. Yep.
All right. The competition is on. It's all about who can grunt the loudest. So I'll start someone off. You can start light and then just build it up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a case of who can get their membership cancelled the quickest.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, well obviously we don't want that. Just finish when it gets too much. But let's have some good grunts here. Come on, you're two strong people.
This is a game of nerves. Okay. It's always ladies first. So Gabrielle, if you'd like to start working out, tell us what you're doing, and then grunt when you want.
Right. Okay. Just lifting the bar. Hold on.
Okay, right. Just start small.
Oh,
very nice first one there.
Louder than I thought for Josh. A first grunt.
Over to you, Josh.
Okay.
Oh. As you lifted that kettlebell in the air there, right?
I did, yeah. That was quite, yeah.
That felt almost slightly softer to me, but we'll go with it. Straight in.
Have
then.
You done it already, Gabriella?
Oh, no. No, I've not gone yet.
Okay. Off you go.
What was that then?
Oh, she's good. Okay, back to Josh on the kettlebells. Oof. He's going to have to get louder soon.
You're going to have to go louder than that, Josh.
Gabriella, back to you. Oh, she's brave.
Did you hear the echo on that?
Josh, you're going to have to go louder, mate, with that kettlebell. Okay, right, now he's gone too far.
And now we have a game.
Okay, now we're in. And Gabriella.
Yes. Josh.
Gabriella! Ah! Josh!
Really give it some, please. No, go again,
go
Josh.
Again.
That's not good enough. And again, Josh.
Gabriella! Ah! Josh! Ah! It's not even doing the weights anymore. Gabriella! Ah! Listen to the echo on it.
I'm going to switch hands.
I'm already looking forward to the highlights from this one. Gabriella, I think you've got anything left. Josh, I think you've got one last chance.
Okay, if anyone can go longer and louder, then they're the winner, I think. Gabriella. Right, I think we've got
our
winner.
That's our winner right there.
Gabriella, well done.
Yes.
Excellent game.
Well
Josh,
played.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I think, yeah, there's too many people looking at me now.
Yeah, and she had length.
Mm.
Incredible.
Feel the burn.
Right, are you going to both be able to work out now after this, or are you just going to leave in a hurry?
Just going to put my hood up and go.
Yeah, I would just go.
You always go back tomorrow. Running, please.
Yeah, get the car running. You can always go back tomorrow.
Yeah, just change gyms, I think.
Are there gym staff around at the moment, or is
luckily,
this?
Luckily, there's one right opposite. There's another one. So
yeah, just go.
To go there. I think.
Hood up, start the car, and get out.
Get going.
Josh, Gabriella, thank you for playing our first ever game of gym tennis. Incredible! Thank you.
No worries, guys.
You're welcome.
Great grunting, guys. Great games.
I feel strangely pumped, Scott.
Same. Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Next on the Scott and Chris Best in Show podcast from BBC Radio 1, The X's Game. You know what it's like when you're in a relationship? You do want to ask the question, how many people were there before me? Simple. Just ask them on air. Now, you're a couple, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Jack is a young farmer and he's 20. Katie has just finished studying business at uni and she's 23.
And Jack, where did you meet?
On a dirty night out in Nantwich.
And that's when you saw Katie, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, only thing you could do, really, go over and offer some champagne that you got for free.
So you offered her some free champagne that you got because it was your birthday?
Yeah.
So, Katie, how long have you been together?
Oh, gosh, since, I think it's January. I'm awful with dates, so I'm sure it's January, yeah.
Katie, you've both been in relationships before, okay?
Yeah.
And how long were you single before you met Jack?
For 2 years. Quite a while.
Oh, wow. So Jack really does seem to be the one at the moment.
Oh, God.
What is the best thing about him?
We've got, the same, sense of humour. He's quite funny.
And Jack, how long were you single before Katie?
Not really that long.
Oh, okay. How long?
I don't know, a few months, like.
So how far are we in? You've been together since January. Have you been on holiday together yet, Jack?
Yeah, we went to Iceland together.
And Katie, any other plans?
We're going to go to Portugal pretty soon, so...
Oh, when's that?
It's next month, we're going.
Oh, this is all good. They've only got two holidays, pretty much.
This is a really nice stage of the relationship, though, isn't it? You're kind of learning lots about each other, exploring the world by the sounds of it.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
So would you say, Jack, that you really kind of feel like you know each other by now?
I suppose so, but I have a feeling I don't know as well as I think.
Well, you never know. What about you, Katie? What do you think?
I think I know him all right, but we'll find out, I'm sure.
It's a funny one, this, at this stage of the relationship, because you learn so many new things about each other, and, you know how this feels, Scott.
I do, yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
Here's a question. Who shall I ask first? I'm going to ask Katie. Katie, have you guys had the chat yet? Not the I love you chat.
Yeah.
I mean the other chat.
I think I know which one you mean.
You know the one about the numbers?
I've kind of had the chat, yeah. A little, yeah. I've not had an answer, though.
Right, and vice versa, yeah. So we just kind of want to help you both get that awkward conversation out of the way today, if that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good idea, this, because I think it's great when you're in this stage of a relationship to base things on honesty and just get things out in the open.
How you feeling, Jack?
I'm all right.
Good.
Oh, no.
And Jack, you've never really been that fussed about having this chat before? You've never brought up exes on say, a date out with Katie or anything like that?
There's no official, not what's been said, no, not really.
No, I think it's best not to bring it up, you know?
Yeah.
Prediction, please, Jack. How many people do you think Katie's been with before you?
Seven.
You're saying seven?
Yeah, considering she's quite old.
Not even old.
Don't say that.
She's 23.
Yeah, I'm only young, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're only 20. Okay, Jack, so you're locking in seven people before you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now let's play what Katie told us off air. So, total honesty, how many people were there before Jack?
Only six. Yeah.
You want to lock in six?
Six.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So there we are, Jack. You said you knew each other very well, and that appears to be true because you were only one out.
Fair play.
Fair play. You said seven people. Katie's truthful answer was six people before you.
Yeah, you're quite in sync.
All right, let's go over to Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good. So he seems pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, no, I'm happy.
One out. That shows you are in sync.
Yeah, it's good. No, I was worried about this one now.
Okay, so Katie, how many people do you honestly think that Jack has seen before you?
I reckon it's probably about, 20-ish, something around that.
Go for 20, shall we?
Yeah.
Nice round figure.
Yeah.
What do you think about that number, Katie? Do you think 20 is quite high for a 20-year-old, or...?
I don't know. I think it's if it's been, college and I suppose he's not been uni, but I know he's had a bit of fun. So.
He did say he did properly let his hair down at one point, the numbers will be up.
Katie, here's what Jack told us off-air about the amount of people that he's been with. Be honest.
It's double figures,
fine.
It's under 100, then.
Oh, yeah, it's under 100.
Mm-hmm. More than 50?
No, maybe not, no. Maybe.
Okay. 40.
What do you think?
Yeah, around there.
Should we say 50? 40? 40,
yeah.
Yeah, let's go for 40.
I knew it was loads, but yeah. It is a lot, yeah. you did embarrass. I'm not bothered though. I know we had a lot of fun, so.
I mean, Katie, it is double what you thought.
Yeah, it is double.
Oh, Jack. Yeah. Jack's hyperventilating.
There's a big old number there.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I always wound him up thinking it was like that kind of number, but then I thought, no, it might not be.
Oh, and then it was.
But, yeah, it was. So we definitely had a lot of fun anyway, so.
Now, Katie, you do that thing now, like when you fall over in the street and you've really hurt yourself, but you get up and go, I'm fine.
Yeah. No, it is fine.
It's fine.
But this is great because you've got this awkward exes chat out in the open now. It's all done.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Bert.
You never have to speak about this ever again.
Yeah.
Definitely never going to get mentioned again now.
I mean, and like, are you seeing each other later?
I'm not sure after this. Not after this, no.
40 of those.
Well, I mean, obviously, over dinner, if you're seeing each other tonight, this won't be discussed because you've had the conversation on Radio 1, so it's all good.
Greg.
Brilliant agony aunt.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely. I'm sure we'll probably speak about it.
Well, you've got a 2-hour flight to Portugal coming up in July. That could be ideal plane chat.
Yeah.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Go into all the detail. There we are. Okay, well, I hope I've helped.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you have. Perfect.
Yeah, at least we know now.
At least you know. I love you both equally. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
This is Best in Show, vintage bits of our show on BBC Radio 1, which you can normally hear between 1 and 4 p.m. Okay, on to the naked game. We've all listened to the radio naked, right?
Oh, definitely. Well, and there's probably people listening right now who are naked.
Definitely. So we get 3 callers on the line. All of them say they're naked. Only one is telling the truth. There's some really good liars out there. So we have 3 callers on the line, all claiming to have absolutely 0 clothes on. Only one of them, though, is actual nude. I hate that word.
Our job is to find the nude by a series of questions.
Yeah, we've got to work out who is telling lies and who is the actual naked one. Simple game. Harder than you think, though, actually.
Struggling to think of a name for this one, Scott. I was thinking maybe Truth or Bear. Naked Lies.
Good.
or any other suggestions?
Stick with the naked game, I think, for now.
The naked game's fine.
Last time we did this was quite hard because people are very convincing liars these days. Let's play! Line 1, who are you, please, and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Ben from Edgehill University in Ormskirk, and I am completely naked.
Yes, wee. Okay, Ben, so you're at uni in Ormskirk?
Yeah.
What time did you get up this morning?
Literally about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, wow, okay. Student life.
And is that why you're naked right now? You just rolled straight out of bed, slept in the nude, that kind of thing?
Do you know what it is? Like, if you miss a lecture, then you get, like, an email saying, like, hope everything's okay or whatever. And we have a lecturer called Jim. And he rang me this morning. He didn't even email me. He rang me because I never miss his lecture. This is the heaviest night in a long while. And I don't plan on leaving bed today, to be honest.
Right, okay. So we really are your breakfast show, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Well, yeah, so what are your plans for the rest of the day? Are you going to put any clothes on at any point?
No, well, I was going to go and sign up to the gym at uni, and then I was going to go for a wander with my pals and play some football, but not a chance, a chance.
And looking down your body right now... if you were to change one bit of it, what would you do?
I'd probably put some trackies on just to, you know, in case anyone comes to the door, because people like to just walk in and they don't need to see that. It's not fair for me to subject them to it.
Okay,
fine. And if someone was to walk in, would you be able to... Is the door locked or is the door open right
now?
No,
it's just locked. I think it's still locked from last night, but I don't plan on moving from this bed.
What I mean is
if we were to...
Okay, if we were to force you to shout to one of your housemates to come in...
Yeah.
Would they walk in?
We can give it a go.
I'm just interested to hear the reaction.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's the aim of the game, isn't it?
Do you want me to shout the girl next door or the boy opposite?
Go for the boy opposite. Yeah.
Boy opposite. Right, yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. See, this could really be a clue.
Ryan! Ryan!
Don't tell him to say anything.
Yeah, we just want him to walk in.
Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan.
If he comes, then I'll let you know.
Sure.
Do.
Ryan, come here. It's really important. He's opening his door.
Here we go.
Right, I'm going to pass the phone because obviously I don't want to leave my door. Ryan, come and say hello. Hello.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
You're right. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. Are you okay?
Is everything all normal to you over there? Everything fine?
Yeah, I just woke up.
Okay, and
fine.
Talk to me about Ben. What's he looking like at the moment?
He's completely butt naked.
Right.
Right.
Okay, they're in this together. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm at uni in Reading and I'm completely naked.
Hey. Sure. Okay, hi Zoe. Another person at uni.
Yep. Feeling worse for wear.
Feeling, it's happening a lot today. You sound like a little bit ill, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like 3 weeks at uni taking its toll now.
Oh, you've got proper freshers flu. Listen to that. And you're not even a fresher, are you?
Nope, not even a fresher.
But it doesn't make you immune.
This is a particularly tricky game today, it feels. Are you cold?
No, I'm at the top floor of my house. I'm the heating. My room is like a sauna. You just can't wear clothes in there. It's just too hot.
Right, okay, so that's why, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Looking around the room right now, are the curtains open?
No, the curtains are closed, but the windows are completely open. Because of the heating, yeah.
Why do they do that at universities? I mean, I've stayed in a few rooms in my time at university and they never went. But I'm not going to lie to you, several times I've burned my bum on the radiator there.
It is. They go insanely hot.
Those old school radiators, like, chucking out heat. Turn it off.
I remember it well. Well, that would explain why you're in the situation you are, especially having the window open. You know, it's actually not particularly hot out there. So, I can see the predicament you're in. Okay, I think I've heard enough from there, Scott.
Yeah.
You ready to go to line three, or do you have more questions?
Okay, Zoe, wait right there. That was Zoe. She's at university in Reading. She says her room is like a sauna after she went out last night, and that's why she's naked. Line three, who are you?
I'm Victoria. I'm from a little village in East Llandudno in North Wales, and I'm completely naked.
Right.
Okay, so what's your excuse?
I like being naked.
Okay.
Oh, fine, straight up. So no big night out or anything, this is just what you do?
Yeah, well, last night I passed my theory test yesterday, so I had just a night in with wine, pizza with my best friend celebrating a bit.
Nice.
And I've just come over to my dad's to get ready, basically. I'm supposed to be going out for the date, so I've just come to get some proper clothes.
Right, okay, there's something a bit weird here, right? Because you're at your dad's house naked.
Yes, I've got a room at my dad's.
He hasn't turned it into a study or an office?
No. He stores a few of his radio control planes in here, but that's about it.
So can you see any planes now from where you are?
Yes, I can. There's a Spitfire, Mosquito.
Are they big, these planes, are they?
Yeah, you know, the wingspan on them is like 60 inches.
So you'd have to, like, launch them out the window sort of thing?
Yeah, you've got to have a big field and big space to fly them.
And when are you planning on putting some clothes on today, or is it just not going to happen?
It will happen eventually, but at the moment I'm just having a coffee and doing my makeup and hair.
Dangerous.
And yeah, I know.
Be careful there.
Yeah, you know, I don't really want to spill it on myself, but, you know, I thought I'd prefer getting ready naked, doing my makeup, doing my hair, so I don't get it on my clothes, and then I can get ready.
Victoria, is there one way you could prove to me right now that you are completely nude?
Oh, I have no idea. I can jiggle my thighs and slap them together a bit.
No, there's no need
that
for that.
That could work. Yeah, try that.
Okay, I wasn't as keen as Chris, but yeah,
isn't that what you were insinuating?
What's that? What's that?
What's in my thighs?
Oh, yeehaw! So weird.
Yeah.
Any more girls slapping her thighs in North Wales, surrounded by remote control aeroplanes?
This is really funny.
You're never going to get that again.
Situation, that, isn't it?
Right, you don't get this on Capital.
It's going on in North Wales right now.
Yeah, North Wales is crazy.
You got enough?
I think so. I mean, I really don't know which one is naked.
Right, let's play a song in the 3 minutes or whatever it takes. We need to make a decision, but I'm really stuck at the moment.
Would you like me to remind you of the contestants? Are we calling them that?
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, line one is Ben Scott. He's at Edge Hill Uni. His housemate says he's nude when we did that little test. Funnily enough, his lecturer called Jim phoned him because he was concerned because Ben had missed his lecture. He's fine. He's just naked.
And who have we got on line two, Chris?
Line two is Zoe. She's at the Uni of Reading. She's got a room like a sauna. The curtains are closed, but the windows are open.
Is that one?
Well, that's no. What I've got written down.
No, fine. Okay, and who's on line three?
Line three is Victoria. She's in North Wales. She passed her theory test yesterday. She's at her dad's house surrounded by planes. Slappy thighs.
Very good. So we've got Ben, Zoe and Victoria all saying they're naked. Okay, it's decision time. Let us know at home who you're thinking is the naked one. I'm genuinely really, really confused.
For me, it felt like Ben's flatmate Ryan was lying. It was like he was almost writing down what to say or told him what to say or something. It was all a bit suspicious.
I think they're in it together because it just sounded a bit too forced for me. And I reckon he told him before or whispered to him, like, say I'm naked.
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't have known that we were going to ask that before. I think when Ryan came in, there was no shock.
It'd be a bit more like, mate, what are you doing?
It felt to me Ryan came and there was no reaction whatsoever.
So I don't think it's him.
So that means it's either Zoe or Victoria. The second person we spoke to, Zoe, I've been in that situation where the room is so hot. In the halls, it is so hot.
Same. And also, she does sound quite ill.
I can sort of see that situation happening.
Okay.
Boiling hot room.
Okay.
So I'm inclined to go for her at the moment, but Victoria's story, I do believe she is surrounded by planes. That would be such a weird thing to make up.
Yeah. And she did slap her thighs.
True, but you could still be wearing clothes and doing that, really.
Yeah, true.
It feels odd getting naked in your dad's aeroplane room.
That's what I thought. We're going Zoe?
I think go Zoe.
Okay. Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Victoria.
No way!
It's not Zoe. Oh, Victoria, you fooled us.
Right, Zoe, what are you doing?
I'm just sat in my kitchen doing some work, really.
Oh, you are so good. Ben, what are you doing?
I'm literally just about to set off for the lecture that I was supposedly late to, but Ryan was genuinely asleep and there was no conferring beforehand.
Oh,
I just
good
had
to
mime naked at him as soon as I handed him the phone, and thankfully he got it.
That's how
it
we did it. Oh, you just mouthed naked.
Yeah.
And Victoria, you completely fooled us. You're butt naked right now.
Yep.
Still now.
Ready.
You're the real naked person.
With loads of planes around you.
You won't get anything more interesting than that.
One. So I hope you enjoyed that. Those are some of the fun games that we do on the show. You heard the naked game, the X's game, and gym tennis. When you put them all together like that, Chris, you just think, wow, this is our job.
Yeah, loving life.
Yeah, loving life. So that was our Best in Show podcast for this week. Some of our classic bits. If you like that, then listen to the radio show weekdays 1 till 4 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Or if you can't do that, get the Scott Mills Daily, a free daily podcast from the BBC with all our best bits.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.